It is March 22nd, 2023, and this is the John Lothia News Daily Update. I am John Lothia. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothia newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothia News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Cheryl and I made it home to Elmhurst late last night after driving straight through from Kennesaw, Georgia. Now, after a day of work, we just have to go to Wisconsin and retrieve our furry beast, two dogs, from my brother's home, and we will be all set. It was nice to be back in my own bed last night, though when I woke up, I was not sure where I was. I have lots to catch up on and emails to return. If you have not heard from me about an email you sent in the last couple of days, feel free to resend it and I will get right on it. The Wall Street Journal says the FANG era is apparently over, as Apple and Microsoft are dominating the S&P 500 and have the highest combined weighting in history. In a case of it takes one to know one, former rogue trader Nick Leeson has emerged as a private spy with the London-based firm Redmist, Bloomberg reported. Redmist helps people seek compensation when regulators are unable to help. Leeson will work in its markets enforcement unit. The CME has a paid content piece in the Wall Street Journal by Bruce Blythe titled, What Rugby Can Teach Us About the Power of Data. As the responsibility of paying for the COVID-19 vaccine shifts from the U.S. government to its citizens, Moderna has decided the list price of the vaccine should be $130 per dose instead of the $15 to $26 per dose the government was paying, the Wall Street Journal reported. I am sure this will go over well. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The Wall Street Journal. The end of market discipline for banks. Janet Yellen essentially says all deposits are insured. From now on, moral hazard rules. Financial regulators have ignored their post-2008 rule book to contain the latest banking panic. And on Tuesday, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tore it up by announcing a de facto guarantee of all $17.6 trillion in U.S. bank deposits. Regional bank stocks rallied, but it's important to understand what this moment means, the end of market discipline in U.S. banking. My comment, beware of the alligators in the moral hazards. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal by Jason Zweig. The headline, What Gets Lost When You Rescue Markets? Throwing a lifeline to the financial system in times of crisis can have unintended consequences. Among them, making the world feel safer can lull people into complacency and excessive risk-taking. Don't panic. That's the message financial regulators are sending, and it is barely working. In the past week, U.S. authorities promised to back uninsured deposits at failed Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. They also created a new program to lend up to $25 billion to other banks with shaky balance sheets. In response to these efforts to stem a potential panic, financial markets panicked. From March 9th, when Silicon Valley Bank's stock collapsed and the depositors yanked their money out en masse, through March 15th, regional bank stocks lost more than 22%. Before a consortium of rivals helped to rescue it on March 16th, First Republic Bank had fallen over 80% in under six trading days. My comment. The question is whether the banks that were helped will fill the holes identified or dig bigger ones. Here's another story from the Financial Times. UK regulator takes aim at index providers over greenwashing. Financial Conduct Authority criticizes widespread failings in ESG benchmarks. The UK's financial regulator has warned index providers that they are fueling greenwashing after identifying widespread failings with environmental, social, and government benchmarks that guide billions in sustainable investment. The Financial Conduct Authority said on Monday that the overall quality of ESG-related disclosures made by index providers was poor and repeated its determination to ensure that ESG rating providers should be formally regulated. My comment. I knew making the Hulk the ESG mascot was going to be a mistake. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Trafigura chief says LME nickel contract is not fit for purpose. Jeremy Weir says sector needs contracts to reflect the underlying business. The head of Trafigura, one of the world's largest commodities traders, has warned that the London Metal Exchange's global nickel benchmark is unfit for the purpose and needs reform to reflect the rapid rise of the battery market. The warning comes just days after the LME said it discovered bags of stones instead of nickel in one of its warehouses, dealing a further blow to a contract that is already suffering from low liquidity levels. My comment. If the contract is delivering bags of rocks, then he might have a point. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Tuesday was an almost all Financial Times day. Our top story Tuesday was the Financial Times. Nestle says less than half of its mainstream food and drinks are considered healthy. Second was IEX's IEX exchange position on SEC's proposed changes to Regulation NMS. Third was a three-way tie among the Financial Times. Perhaps she will not spoil the atmosphere after all. Women mark 50 years trading at the LSE. Some of the first female traders recount how they started on the floor of the exchange. SVB lessons in the forgotten history of the Bank of the United States, a Financial Times opinion piece, and the FT's humbled crypto bros don blazers for Boca Raton, which was in Monday's top three as well. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg, JP Morgan traders should get prison for spoofing, U.S. says. The former head of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company precious metals business and his top gold trader should get multi-year prison terms after they were convicted of spoofing the market for years, the U.S. government said in a court filing. Michael Nowak, who ran the precious metals desk, should get 5 years, and Greg Smith, the top trader, should get 6 years, prosecutors said in a sentencing memo to the federal judge in Chicago, who presided over their trial. The recommendation was for longer terms than traders in other banks convicted of spoofing. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline: what the takeover of Credit Suisse means for UBS, Swiss Banking Group has plans for each unit of its defunct rival. 2 days after UBS agreed to spend $3.25 billion to rescue its rival Credit Suisse, executives are trying to move past the risks and sell investors on benefits of the shotgun marriage. Chief Executive Ralph Hamers told the Financial Times the deal was not simply about bringing two companies together, but about how we can build a bigger UBS. The rescue, which will create the world's fourth largest bank by assets with 120,000 staff and $5 trillion in assets under management, has raised concerns that it might be an unwelcome distraction for UBS executives. And then finally, here's another story from the Financial Times. The headline: Credit Suisse fallout threatens to halt issuance of risky bank debt. Some of Asia's largest lenders may pause sales of additional Tier 1 bonds after $17 billion wipeout at Swiss Bank. The wipeout of $17 billion of Credit Suisse bonds has thrown into question further issuance in the market for risky bank debt, with some of Asia's biggest banks considering pausing sales. Major banks in Japan, Singapore, and Hong Kong are placing new additional Tier 1 AT1 bonds deals on hold until market conditions stabilize, according to people familiar with their plans. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.